Hello and welcome to the Extreme Improv Podcast. This is actually our first recording that we've done in this, the year of 2019. I'm here once again with Rachel Jane. My name is David Bostansky, your host and facilitator for the ongoing chaotic madness that is the extreme improv world. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good, but facilitator sounds a bit formal.
It is.
Yeah. Like, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen in the next time.
No, absolutely. So for those who perhaps aren't so involved in the improv world...
Which like, you should be, because it's amazing.
Exactly. We'll have like the host, or the facilitator, or the joker, or the MC. They're all basically the same thing.
You know, just ways to make you sound powerful, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I need something to make me sound powerful. So, anyway, how are you enjoying 2019?
It's dark and cold and rainy.
It is raining right now outside the studio, so...
Yeah. I tried running, and now my knees hurt, so I can't really walk at all.
Was that a New Year's resolution to run, or was someone chasing you? What was going on there?
Well, it was a New Year's resolution from last year that I never quite did last year, so I thought I'd better do it this year.
Really?
Yeah, and it went well for like a week and a half, and now my knees have sort of given up, so now I just have to sit here with ice packs on my knees, and then my feet get cold, and then I eat chocolate, so it's going well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think loads and loads of people out there in podcast land will be able to relate to the idea that trying to do fitness and things at the start of the new year as a New Year's resolution doesn't always... go exactly to plan. This isn't you often hear this as a like sponsorship thing on these podcasts, but this isn't a sponsorship thing, but I'm genuinely trying out DDP yoga, which, if you don't know it, is Diamond Dallas Page yoga, who's a retired professional wrestler in his 60s who decided to do yoga to help with back problems. I've had a lot of back problems over the last few years, so I'm trying the yoga thing, and I, in my empowered state of being, learning to do this yoga, I decided to show some children I was teaching how to do something, and then I think I've actually ruptured a tendon on the bottom of my heel. So
this is sounding slightly more like a GP appointment rather than
an improv podcast. We're going to play lots of silly improv games, and one of us will be declared the winner at the end of it. So our first game, I think, should be around the theme of New Year's resolutions.
How original.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we are going to play a question battle. And the way a question battle works, if you are not initiated out there, is we're going to have 2 minutes to perform a scene where everything spoken must be a question. So without further ado, here we go.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
Do you really want to know?
Why would I have asked if I didn't?
Do you think I'm fat?
How can I not?
Are you saying I'm quite chunky?
Isn't that another word for fat?
Do you think your New Year's resolution could be to be a bit more sensitive?
Why on earth would you think that?
Have you tried doing yoga ever?
How do you do yoga?
Do you want to try it with me?
Am I fat enough to try it with you?
Do you have a bucket of KFC next to you?
Can't you see the empty bucket of KFC next to me?
Can we use that flattened as a yoga mat?
Doesn't that sound a bit greasy?
Isn't greasy my middle name? I think Rachel loses a life there.
We
will continue on. So, what's your New Year's resolutions?
Didn't you already know?
Didn't you want to turn into a chicken sometime this year?
Didn't I tell you I'm now vegan in January?
Why did you have the empty bucket of KFC? Have you failed already?
Didn't you know you weren't meant to notice? Even though I told you. So I should probably lose a life there as well.
Yeah, you can lose a life there, Rach. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Want to know a secret?
Do you want to tell me your secret?
Are you aware that I am actually a chicken?
How does that work when your nose is so big?
What's wrong with my nose?
Don't you know that chickens have beaks, not noses?
Are you trying to offend members of the chicken community?
Are you trying to offend people of the large nose community?
is your New Year's resolution to offend as many people? And that's 2 minutes gone. So that is the end of that scene. I think I actually won that because you lost a couple of lives along the way. And
also you're the facilitator.
So and I'm the facilitator. Yeah, so, you know, you've got to have the power. I think it's in an episode of Simpsons. It's like, first you get the sugar, then you get the power, then you get the women. Well, that's in an episode of The Simpsons. If you know what episode that's from, put it in the comments. Homer says it in a strangely Mexican voice when he's sleeping because he's found a pile of sugar. Anyway, speaking of which, Rachel, choose a theme for our next game.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Our next game will be about monkeys. And we will also have 2 minutes to perform this because it is going to be a single syllable game. So everything we say in this must be words of one syllable. Once again, we're going to say we have 5 lives, which you can keep track of at home, and we will just hold fingers up that you cannot see because this is an audio only edition of the podcast. So on the theme of monkeys, single syllable only, here we go. Ook, ook, ook.
What is that?
Ah! I'll lose a life there because I believe ah is just about 2 syllables. Hey, you.
Yes?
Do you work here?
I do.
Do you keep the zoo?
The zoo need no keep.
Where are you from?
From Spain.
That is a strange voice for a Spain-based girl. Lose a life.
I went to school in...
Yes?
Wales?
In Wales? Or was that Wales? Wales...
Wales.
Okay, I'll say lose a life, but I'm sure in that accent class they'll say, well, it's to do with the opening and closing of vowel sounds, but we won't get this bogged down with that. Continuing on. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
The monk. Shh. Don't move.
It is there.
It can see us. Its tail.
Its hand.
What's it got?
A card.
The ape has a card?
It is not an ape.
What is it, then?
The other type of...
Chimp, you're right.
It has blue eyes.
Does that mean it's part man?
I think it means it is young.
Do you like young apes?
I do, but not in that way.
You mean to eat?
No.
That's just a bit of... Rachel, that's time. That's the end of the game. Yes. Rachel, you made that weird. I meant, like, just liking them. It doesn't always have to be about...
If you say, do you
cross-breeding
like some...
hybrid with... Anyway.
If you say, if you like something in that way, then that has implications.
It does have implications. Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, this you learn a little bit about... nature, the natural world, animals on this podcast.
Another thing about young monkeys having blue eyes, because that monkey we saw in Japan, the baby monkey, definitely did have blue eyes. So
it
that,
did have
I don't
blue
know,
eyes.
But I'm sure the older ones didn't, so...
I'm going to put out a t-shirt with that monkey on it, so
well, on
look
your,
out for that, guys.
On your podcasty thing, if you do you do the video thing, you can have a picture of that monkey now, and like promote our travel photography.
Yeah, we can do that. So, we won't find out quite... what it is yet. We'll save the reveal for a little bit later, but stay tuned because there's going to be some video series coming up based around some of mine and Rachel's travels, so watch out for that soon from Extreme Improv and Sparky Buddy Productions. Okay, anyway, now that
the shameless plug in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so moving on, we're going to do some impressions. Now, Rachel, Choose someone for me to do an impression of.
This is where my mind goes completely blank.
Don't worry, that's nothing unusual for you.
Great. Maria Von Trapp.
Maria Von Trapp. From okay, Sound of Music, I do know that. Good. Doing what?
Yodeling.
Yodeling. Okay, come along then, children. There is something we need to do today. Now, normally we sing, but today we're going to do some strange singing which people in mountains do because they're weird and they think they're better than everyone else who just sings like a normal human. Here we go. I'm still working on it. Okay, and that's the end of my impression. Just for putting me in that position, Rachel, is now your turn to do a impression. And if anyone's been keeping up with the news in England recently, we'll be aware that for the time being, still, as we're recording this now, Theresa May is our current Prime Minister.
I haven't checked the news for the last hour, so that might have changed.
It may have changed. It's all been going, you know, a little bit bat poop crazy. So anyway,
this is David's degree in politics really showing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like you to do an impression of Theresa May, and I would like Theresa May to be composing a suicide note. Ready? Here you go.
Dear fellow Britons, it has been my absolute pleasure to lead you through these turbulent and tumultuous times over the last few years for my exit from the European Union. But now it is the time for me to go. You have been awful to deal with for the last few years, and I cannot cope. It is time. There is nothing I can do but go. Good luck with Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, okay, well done. So yeah, that was just like strangely accurate, I think. I think it was accurate. You know,
I studied politics at Oxford, so I'd hope that I could do it.
No, absolutely. I mean, we like this to be comedy, but sometimes we just go for accuracy in politics. Okay, so that's all good. Everything there sounded legitimate to me. So, moving on, Brexit stage left, as they may say, if you're Top Cat, I think that was... Is that a Top Cat?
Did Top Cat reference Brexit?
No, but he'd say, exit, stage left. Or is that in someone else? It doesn't matter. Again, if you know who the cartoon character I'm referring to is, put it in the comments.
Very few people would have watched as many cartoons as you, though.
You'd be surprised. Okay, no, there's like cartoons all over Netflix. I was watching He-Man and the Masters of the Universe earlier, and I'd thoroughly recommend it.
I was watching Barbie Meeting the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's also a good one.
That's also a good cartoon on Netflix.
Yeah, so, you know, there's things for boys and girls, and, you know, we're breaking down those barriers, and I'll watch some Barbie, and Rachel probably won't watch the He-Man, but whatever. So, moving on, we are going to play a game of Every Sentence Must.
Ooh, that's difficult.
Yeah, it's a very difficult game. So, if you're not aware of this, every sentence we say, every line of dialogue, must include a word from a particular category. And it usually won't be a very long-lasting game because it's a tough game, but we'll give it a go anyway. So, Rachel, I'll ask you, what should the theme be for the scene? Where are we?
We are in America.
We are in...
Well, California, more specifically.
We are in California. Okay, and let's say every sentence must include the name of a body part. And here we go.
I need to see a bear.
Well, if we're going to see a bear, you got to make sure you're armed.
Eyes see.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We need to make sure we've got the proper equipment. What have we got with us?
Ear, ear. Let's look at what we've got.
Nose, nose, nose. You can't have ropes like that. You need big ones.
Two big ones so we can jump her off a cliff if we need to.
Look, shut your trap, meaning your mouth, and pick up that big bear trap and then we'll catch a bear.
You're just talking out your arse now. got no balls to say anything more.
Girl, if it was a few years ago, no one would bat an eyelid if I was to just give you a good lashing. I lash you like you deserve it.
Well, you forget that I am armed, ready for the bear attack.
I'm going to give you until the count of five to cool your ways. One, two, three, four. You think I'm bluffing?
Ow, my knee. You just whacked that gun into my knee.
Right. Best foot forward. Here we go. Let's... Is that a bear?
I don't see anything.
Oh my goodness, look at the time, it's 2:30. 2:30. And there is a bear right near us.
Rawr.
Said the bear with its mouth. And that is time. Wow, okay, so we actually did reasonably well on that. If you're an American, comment on my accent in the comments section if you are so brave as to do so. What's your favourite thing about America, Rach?
Well, when we went there, we saw a bear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Wales,
yeah.
And the mountains, and, like, canyons. And
so what you're saying is it's the restaurant Denny's. I agree.
It's
okay.
The scenery and the wildlife.
Yeah, no, and IHOP, that's a good restaurant too. Fast food, that's what America's all about. In a good way, that isn't me taking a dig. I really like the food out there. Okay, so we are going to move on. So this time, Rachel, other than Brexit, obviously, something that you've seen in the news or on television, whatever, in the year 2019...
Oh, sorry, was that a question? I wasn't listening at all then. What was the question?
Okay, something you've seen in the news non-Brexit related this year.
Ooh, someone got shot in Kenya at one point.
Okay.
Quite recently, I think.
Right, okay, so were they killed?
I don't know, I only saw the headline.
Okay, so... Let's say, then, we're going
let's,
to play...
Let's make up the rest of it.
Okay, well, you're going to have the opportunity to do that. In fact, I will start. We're going to play a game called Verbatim.
Oh, yay.
And I'm going to be a person who has just been shot in Kenya, and I will deliver a 30-second monologue. Yeah? Do you understand? You can't just nod, Rach.
Well, what's there not to understand about that? It's quite a simple.
No, I'm just like, yeah, okay, fair enough. So, okay, so I will do a 30-second monologue. I am a person who has just been shot in Kenya. Here I go. Ah, this hurts so much. I have been shot in my side, and I think I will soon be with the earth when I am dead. All my family will be so poor. What has happened to me? Oh, when he said he wanted to take a shot, I thought he meant with a camera. I did not know he was a hunter. Oh, and that is 30 seconds. So, in this game of Verbatim, if you are not aware, Rachel will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate my 30-second monologue as verbatim, as exact as she possibly can.
Can I just check that you will be judging volume verbatim-wise? Because there's no way I'm going to be able to have as much volume as you, which our listeners will probably be glad of, because their ears are probably dead now from that.
Well, I tried to lean away from the mic. What can I say? If they can't hear... Then just put it in the comments. We'll take on the feedback for the next episode. So, here you go.
Ah, I've been shot in my side or stomach. I don't quite know which. And oh, it really hurts. And all my family are now going to be hungry because I'm dying, but I'm going to be with the earth. My heart side hurts, I'm dying. It's a very loud, noisy death. And it's taken far too... Why is 30 seconds such a long time to die in?
And that is 30 seconds. Well done. Okay. I thought that was a pretty good stab at it. But now we're going to reverse the polarity of the neutron flow, as they say in some parts of Doctor Who fandom. So, Rachel, you will now have 30 seconds to do a unique original monologue, and then I will try to repeat it, and we'll judge who did the best recreation of each other's monologues at the end. So, for this, Rachel, I would like you to be someone within the world of Star Wars. Let's say you're Princess Leia, and you have decided it's the only female character in it. Until the new ones, now they're all girls. You know, there's Rey and...
And,
well, the main girl in Rogue One was a girl. So anyway.
The main girl was a girl.
Yeah, well, the main character was a girl. I can't remember who the actress is off the top of my head. Put it in the comments. Okay, so anyway, you're Princess Leia. You and Han Solo have decided to take a break, and you're going to talk about this for the next 30 seconds. Here you go.
You know, I really don't want to hurt Chewbacca's feelings. I mean, he means so much to me. But I'm realising that the only reason I've been staying with you, Hans, is because of my feelings for Chewie. I mean, he's so furry and cute, but that's not the reason I can't stay with you for that reason. It can't be based purely on some animal that I don't even know what type he is. He's just furry and makes noises, but I'm so upset. I mean, don't go off and fight anything or do anything stupid while I'm away, please.
And that is 30 seconds. Well done. Okay, I will now have 30 seconds to recreate that monologue as precisely as I possibly can. So here I go. Oh, I'm so upset. Oh, I just don't want to be with you because, realistically, the most part of it is I'm only here for Chewbacca because he's so big and furry, and I've realised that the main reason I'm with you, Hans, is because of Chewbacca, and I just don't particularly want to be with you anymore because overall he's some kind of big animal and I don't quite know what he is. It's a Wookiee, by the way, and I just think that if we see other people, I mean, Boba Fett. Okay, and that is time. Okay, so honestly speaking, who do you think did the best recreation? Okay. Now, hang on, before we answer, you've got to remember that the listeners at home will come to their own conclusions. So if you just blindly choose yourself, Rach, then, you know, the audience won't respect you. So who do you think did the best recreation?
You didn't actually explain what a Wookiee was, though. I knew he was a Wookiee, but what is a Wookiee?
Well, so... but you didn't use the word Wookiee, so...
Well, in that case, it wasn't a very good recreation if I didn't use the word. Oh, so you dug yourself a hole there.
Okay, so who's your vote for? Do you think you did a better recreation than me?
Well, you're the facilitator, so yeah. You'll probably win anyway.
No,
so
not
regardless
necessarily.
Regardless of what I say.
But who do you... So you've got to vote. I've got to press you. This is like, you know, question time or something. I don't know what's going on. Right, anyway, so who do you think won?
You.
What? I thought you won, Rach.
Aww.
So, yeah, so we've got a tie.
Or is this where we do rock, paper, scissors?
No.
We
have done that previously.
Listen to the Christmas podcast.
The Christmas podcast.
If you want to see David failing at audible rock, paper, scissors.
If you want to see David failing on audio. Anyway, right, moving on. We're going to have a category battle. And the way a category battle works is we're going to have a category of something and we're going to name the different things from that category in quick succession until someone cannot name something anymore or repeats or says something incorrect. So, Rachel, I will give you the advantage. You can choose what the category is going to be.
Types of chocolate.
Types of chocolate.
I'm getting hungry because it's lunchtime.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll wrap this up sooner rather than later. But for now, we need to run through different types of chocolate. Since you chose a category, I will go first. Here we go. Cadbury's Caramel.
Crunchy.
Mars Bar.
Whisper.
Snickers.
Galaxy Caramel.
Galaxy Ripple.
Galaxy Normal.
Dairy Milk.
Freddo.
Fudge. Okay, you win. Right, so I think there's probably something, but fudge is definitely not chocolate. It's a separate thing. No,
but it's in a box of heroes, so I was going to allow it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you just declared yourself losing, so I'm happy to take that.
Yeah, okay, you take that. You can have that win. I don't need it, you know.
Don't need it for your self-esteem. No, I've feelings got... of self-worth.
Exactly. So what we are going to do now is we're going to play an alphabet game. So, Rachel, you may choose the scenario for this.
You made me choose everything so far.
I chose that you were Star Wars. Okay, right, I will choose the scenario. The scenario is going to be that we are characters from Super Mario video game series. Okay?
You realise I only know Mario.
Well...
and the donkey that isn't a donkey.
He's not a donkey. Okay, he's an ape.
His name is Donkey.
Yeah, but that's so. Like, my name could. If
your name isn't. Well, okay, do you want me to call you Donkey now? Donkey David.
No, please don't start that as a thing. Right, okay, but like, someone's name could be, like, Nate Dog, and then they're called Dog, or, you know, someone called Catherine might be called Cat, Cat Slater in EastEnders, or.
What's this got to do with donkeys?
Well, so his name is Donkey. He doesn't have to be a donkey. So, yeah, and there's a character in The Matrix called Mouse. Anyway. We're characters from Super Mario. Rachel, could you at least suggest a letter of the alphabet for us to start?
D.
Okay. We will start at the letter D, and we have to try to get back to the letter D. And let's keep the New Year's resolution theme of this. This is Mario characters at New Year's. And we're starting at the letter D...
So is this New Year's Eve or New Year's resolution? Because it's very different.
We'll see what happens. Right, here we go.
Donkey!
Hey, what's going on over here?
Fast running round the Mario Kart track.
Get out of here! I love going around the Mario Kart track.
How? You're Mario.
It's me, Mario!
Jasper the dog is over there. So is that a character?
Kong! That is a Kong! Can you not tell a Donkey Kong when you see a one?
Look, Donkey is not a donkey. Donkey Kong still means donkey.
Mario knows what Mario is talking about here.
No, you don't.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say.
Perhaps you should have another champagne on your New Year's Eve party.
Queens wouldn't like it, but luckily we only have princesses in the castle.
Really? Who's that?
Shut up! Are you saying you do not know a princess, a Peach?
There's a princess called Peach. Is she a peach?
Unbespokenly. That's not a word.
Very good attempt at making up words there, but that didn't answer my question.
We just need to celebrate the New Year's for the party.
X-rays all round, then.
Yoshi, come and bring some New Year's punch.
Zoo-za-where.
Are you sure?
But you haven't described what Peach is. Is she a peach?
Cranky Kong thinks that a peach is a nice round of fruit, but he doesn't know because he's a monkey.
Donkey is now a monkey?
And that was 14 seconds over the time limit. But no, Cranky Kong was the original Donkey Kong. But Diddy Kong has a tail, so he's definitely a monkey. Explain why in the comments. Okay, so now we're going to move on to a reverse alphabet scene for our last game. Okay, and on a reverse alphabet scene, the alphabet, unsurprisingly, will go backwards. So yeah, how about that? But now, Rachel... Are you willing to choose the theme for this, our last game?
Yeah, because that other one was a rubbish theme.
Excellent.
Cheese. I'm really hungry.
Okay, we'll do lunch soon. Okay, so, cheese. I will choose a letter of the alphabet, and I'm going to choose the letter L. So we're going to start at the letter L, and we're going to see if we can do this in actually 90 seconds. So, letter L on the theme of cheese, here we go.
Love Brie so much.
K! kill someone for some cheese, I would.
Jalapenos in my cheddar are good. Jay, that's how you say it. That works. It's clever.
I didn't know that you spell jalapenos with a J.
How did you think they were spelled?
Gah, like jalapenos.
Not falapenos? Or falapenos?
Everyone knows that falapenos are actually sort of like some sort of rude thing.
Do you really think that?
Cheese gives me some funny ideas sometimes.
Brie especially, I guess.
Ah, I just want to melt some brie and smear it all over my body.
Zoo.
Ooh, you like the sound of that as well, do you?
X-rays, xylophones.
What are you talking about, woman?
Very good question.
Underneath my seat, I've got a nice slab of red Leicester for you.
Terrific. I prefer double Gloucester, though.
Shut your mouth. You don't prefer double Gloucester, do you?
Rinds on cheese are interesting.
Okay, Rach, that's 1 minute 35 seconds. And what letter did we start on?
L. So
we did really about bad. Half. Yeah, we did about half. Yeah, we did half. Woo! Yeah, that was the sound of us high-fiving Rachel very reluctantly. Okay.
Hence why it took a while.
Hence why it took a while. We didn't achieve it, guys, but one of my New Year's resolutions is whether you win or you lose, as long as you've tried, that's what counts. Would you agree, Rach?
Yeah, I think that's important in your life.
So, okay, so we're going to wrap up there, but we do need to decide who is the Extreme Improv Champion, first one of 2019. So, once again, being honest, Rach, you know, who do you think did better overall on the show?
Well, me, because I knew how jalapenos was spelled. Do you even say it jalapeno?
What do you think you say jalapenos?
We don't. I know how it's spelled. I'm just.
Yeah, you say jalapenos.
Yeah.
Like the name George in Mexico is pronounced Jorge. So that's something for you. Like in the series Lost, there's Jorge Garcia. And why isn't it Jorge Garcia? I don't know. Or is it
really boring?
But yeah. Okay, so Rach, I think you won then. You are the first Extreme Improv Champion of 2009. Oh, sorry, Extreme Improv Podcast Champion. So the we'll wrap up there, but congratulations to Rachel Jane. But
woo!
Let's just share with you guys. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Make sure you hit the subscribe thing. You'll be able to find it all over the place. Since our last recording, we've now got this thing up and running, not only on iTunes, but also on Google Play. If you're in America, hopefully it will come to the UK and other parts of the world on Google Play in the near future. But also Stitcher and InTune or TuneIn, I forget what it's called now, there's so many of them, wherever your favorite podcast platform is, Spotify, the lot, Facebook, YouTube, just make sure you hit subscribe and tell the world about Extreme Improv and the Extreme Improv podcast. A couple of little things, if you are about, that we have lots of live shows coming up. We are on stage at the Camden Comedy Club on January 28th.
Monday, 28th of January.
Yep, and Monday the 11th of February at the Camden Comedy Club. We'll be back there again. We are going to be in Florida in
Friday the 8th of March. Orlando,
Florida, Friday the 8th of March at the Central Florida Improv Festival. We'll be at, in April, we'll be at the Glee Club in Nottingham. And we'll be at the Aylesbury Waterside Theatre on May the 4th. So that fits the Star Wars theme of May the 4th be with you. And a bunch of other places. You can find out.
Alaska.
Oh, yeah, we'll be in America. We're going to be in Seattle and Alaska doing all kinds of improv shenanigans. We'll be at As If, which is the Alaska State Improv Festival. So, you know,
I'm just going for the whale watching.
Yeah, absolutely. As you can see, we've got lots of live shows coming up and there'll be lots of podcast. We're going to try and get this thing up weekly, so do stick with us if we ever miss a week, because we're still getting into our rhythm of it all.
But yeah, if you like the podcast, definitely come to a live show, because then it's, you don't have the awkwardness of me trying to think about or pick a subject. You get to do the choosing of the subject, so...
Exactly, they're very audience interactive shows. You're right, Rach. But don't be down on yourself. I wouldn't say it's better, it's just different. You know, we celebrate differences.
I say it's better. You don't, like, put me on the spot and say, choose something, and I have to, like, look around and be like, oh, I can't think of anything, so I prefer that.
Okay, yeah, we're going to put audience members on the spot, and then they can say, ah, I can't think of anything, choose something. Yeah. But anyway, you can find out full details of our upcoming live shows at www.extremeimprov.co.uk, and make sure you hit subscribe. For now, this is me, David Stansky, and this is
Rachel Jane
saying goodbye.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Fare thee well!